Take small steps, and life is easy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Take small steps, and life is easy. One of our biggest problems in life is that we want to go too fast. We want to get to where we're going as quickly as possible. We want to move along, and we haven't really stopped to smell the roses. We haven't really stopped to look at what's going on around us. If we were to take just a moment and look at what is going on around us, we'd find that life is really exciting. Life is really lots of fun. All of the adventures that we have are truly amazing and wonderful adventures. But they're only adventures because we have taken time to look at them. We have taken time to appreciate them. We've taken time to see just what's going on in our life, just what's going on around us. Our eagerness to be in a rush all the time, our eagerness to get there quickly, driving faster on the highway than we need to go, walking faster than we need to walk. Always it's a matter of jogging, it's a matter of enthusiastic movement. And yet, the quiet walk in the evening, where you get up after dinner and you go out and you take a walk. No place in particular. You just take a walk. And you put one step after the other, and you walk. And you don't walk anywhere particular. You just walk. You may go around the block. You may go down the street. You may go across the road. You may go into places you've never been before, or you may go into places that you visit often. If you take a path, you go to the corner drugstore, you go to the corner store or something, and you walk there, and you're going to go there to buy a loaf of bread, you have a motivation. And that motivation brings you there, and you don't really pay any attention to the houses along the way, or the people along the way, or the circumstances along the way. You just think of where you're going. And because that's what you think, you miss all of the wonderful adventure that it can bring. So now you're not going anywhere particular for any reason, but you're just going out for a walk. And you put one foot before the other. And as you walk, you look around. You purposefully look around. You don't listen to your inner voice. You look at the outer world around you. You look at the trees. You look at the gardens. You look at the people. If there are any people, you're friendly to them. You say, "Hi, how are you this evening? Isn't it a lovely evening?" And you're creating your world as a beautiful thing, one step at a time. You're moving along in a very positive, wonderful way, just small steps. You're not running, you're not jogging. You're not doing anything specific for a purpose, you're just walking. And as you walk along, you don't think about your body. Your body functions just fine. You may have had an ache or a pain, you may have had some distress of some kind, but as you walk along with no purpose at all, one step at a time, you begin to feel different about yourself. You begin to feel a whole new sensation about yourself, a whole new attitude about yourself that says, "Hey, life is beautiful. Life is wonderful." You're not trying to prove anything to anything. You're not trying to prove anything to anybody. You're just being yourself and walking along, one step at a time. And as you walk along like this, you feel it's really quite easy. Life is easy. And you look around yourself and you see all the interesting things that you see. You see the trees, you see the houses, you see the people. But most of all, you see a peacefulness. You see a relaxed attitude. You see a feeling that there's no rush. All is in divine order. All is good. And the more you walk along like this, you feel you could go on forever. And yet, there is no forever and there is no going on. You're just walking. Purposelessly walking with no purpose whatsoever. Just walking. And feeling good. And before you know it, here you have made a circuit. You've gone wherever you went, and without even thinking of where you're going, and you're back again. You're back at home. And you go into the house, and you sit down in a chair, and you relax. And you take a deep breath, and you say, "That was lovely. That was lovely. I took small steps, and my walk was easy." Life is easy when you take small steps. And those small steps got me on my walk around, and it was not a walk that was tension, not a walk that was necessary for my after-dinner relaxation. It was just a walk for a walk's sake. As I enter into all the circumstances in life, for just the walk's sake, all of the tension and all of the anxiety that circumstances might have brought into my world fade away, and they're no longer there. All the feelings of work that I must do, of activities I must enter into, of people I must talk to or things that I must do, they all fade away. Now you see, that's sort of a useless attitude, that sort of irresponsible attitude. Is that what you really mean? No, that's not what I mean. I mean, what I have done is to give my body, give my life, give me time to find out that I can take small steps. And life is easy. All the things that seem to be perplexing to me and seem to be demanding of me are no longer perplexing and demanding. I just take small steps and do each particular task. I do it with ease. I do it with familiarity. I do it with love. And most of all, I do it, and it's done. And when I'm done with it, I don't realize that I had begun it, and I don't realize that I had finished it. It was just small steps that led me to the final goal of accomplishing all of the tasks, making life very easy. Too often I place too much tension in my life, too much concern. I wake up and think, "Oh, I didn't do that. Oh, this has to be done. Oh, that is a task that needs to be taken care of." And I feel all sorts of vibrations of anxiety. And then I say to myself, "Peace. Peace. Peace." And I let out a deep, meaningful breath. And I say again, "Peace. Peace. Peace." It's but a small step on my journey for peace. And as I say peace, 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 I feel peace. I find that it's really quite easy to feel peace, to know peace, to enter into peace when I let go, when I just take the small steps that lead me to where I want to go. And as I said, I really had nowhere to go. I had no purpose. I had no plan. I just went. Yes, each one of us can find that the small steps in life bring us to the easy conclusion of any circumstance we want to face. We just let go and let ourselves be at peace. And we walk with meaningless walk, but with a joy in our heart. Not a thought of requirement, not a thought of necessity, not a thought of importance, just to be myself. To be myself and to be at peace. To be myself and to be in love with my world. And know that my world is good and very good. And I too am good and very good. Yes, instead of sitting around and watching television, instead of sitting around listening to music in the house or doing whatever, I get up and I go for a walk. I walk nowhere, but with my small steps of walking nowhere, I'm getting everywhere, because I am finding what really I've been looking for all along. Peace in my heart, peace in my world, peace everywhere. And this is what I bring to pass when I take small steps. And this is what I find. Life is easy as I do it. Join me on this wonderful walk. This walk of peace. This walk of meaningless movement. Yet it has the most significant purpose in the world. And the world is enjoying the peace that I am. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.